Hello, welcome to our study through the book of Exodus. In our last video, we saw how God, with this miraculous display of plagues, began to deliver his people from slavery in Egypt. Now, each of those plagues was meant to demonstrate to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, and ultimately to all of the world, how God is the most powerful, how God is the most high, and that he wanted Pharaoh to let his people go. As we come to chapters 11 and 12 in the book of Exodus, we come to the final plague that God unleashed upon the people of Egypt. This plague, however, as we come to it, is a little bit different. For one, the people of God are told to make preparations, which we're going to get into in just a moment. For another, the people of God are told that they will also be subject to this plague unless they make these necessary preparations. And so instructions are given to Moses to tell the people to avoid this final plague. And so in Exodus chapter 11, God says, the Lord says to Moses, "Yet one plague more I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will drive you away completely." So God tells Moses, this is it. This is the final one. After this plague, I know that Pharaoh is going to release you. Of course, God knew this all along. And so this is what he says in verse 4 of Exodus chapter 11. So Moses said, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight, I will go out in their midst of Egypt, and every firstborn of the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been, nor ever will be again. But not a dog shall growl against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel." And so God says, he's promising here deliverance. He's saying what's going to happen is God is going to pass through all of Egypt, and every firstborn of man and animals are going to be killed by God in this particular plague. And so in the build-up to this, God tells his people to make some preparations that will prevent them from dying as a part of this plague. So as we move into chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat. You shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts. And you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." And so God tells the people, in preparation for this event, you are to take a young lamb, a year old, a male, that has no blemishes. You are to kill this lamb. You are to take its blood and to put it on the two sides of your doorpost and across the top of your doorpost. Then you are to cook the rest of this lamb and eat it as a meal with bitter herbs, with unleavened bread or bread that has no yeast, and you are to eat it fully dressed and ready to leave the land of Egypt. And this is God establishing for them a feast a celebration, a moment that would come to be remembered and celebrated for the rest of Jewish history. In fact, even still today, Jewish people remember this event known as the Passover. Because God says, if you do these things, and if you apply this lamb's blood onto the door of your house, I will pass over you. Judgment will pass over you. The death that is coming to all the firstborn in Egypt will pass over you. So it's called the Passover. Okay? So there's a lot of interesting things that could be focused on here, and a lot of intricate little details in each of these things that mean something or that point to the future and what God was going to do. Really, essentially, when you're thinking, why killing these innocent little lambs and putting their blood on the doorpost? And really, this is our first glimpse at God teaching his people the concept of substitutionary atonement, or sometimes called vicarious atonement, meaning one dying, one paying the penalty for another, one dying in place of another. So rather than God taking the firstborn of all of the Israelites, they are told to take the life of a one-year-old lamb, of a young lamb. Then that lamb is dying in place of their child. This was not going to happen with the Egyptians, who were not warned about this ahead of time, but their firstborn children were going to be taken. Again, not because the children had done anything wrong, but this is the judgment of God coming upon the entire nation of Egypt because of the stubbornness of Pharaoh that we saw in the last few chapters. And so we come to now looking at an event which God says, you're going to take this lamb, put the blood on the doorpost. That's going to stand as your payment, your atonement, so that you are spared from this wrath. The unleavened bread, because you don't have time for your bread to rise. When you put the yeast in, it takes time for the bread to rise. Because God's saying, look, when this plague is over, Pharaoh is going to be throwing you out of Egypt. He's going to be throwing you out because he's so fed up with everything that's gone on so far. The bitter herbs they eat with this meal are to help them to remember the bitterness of their time in bondage to Egypt. The fact that they had to be fully clothed was because, again, Pharaoh is immediately going to throw you out of Egypt. You're not going to have any time whatsoever. And so when the Jewish people celebrate the Passover still today, they are remembering this moment of their deliverance from their bondage in Egypt. The moment when God delivered them. In fact, the key memory verse for this passage, for this section, in chapter 12, verse 26, tells us, and when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. So it tells us that God is establishing this as a celebration for them for the rest of their lives as a country, that they are to remember this pivotal moment at which God accomplished their salvation from slavery in Egypt. Of course, for the Christian, if you haven't seen it already, there are tremendous parallels here between this and our spiritual salvation that was accomplished through Jesus Christ. You know, John the Baptist referred to Jesus as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus also died in a substitutionary manner for our sins, that we do not have to die because Christ died in our place, the same way these lambs, these Passover lambs, died in place of the Israelites' firstborn. We know that, of course, this moment marking the beginning of their salvation, we as Christians take the Lord's Supper or communion, another feast to celebrate, to remember Jesus Christ accomplishing our salvation by offering his body and blood for us on the cross. Okay, so there are just so many interesting parallels here that I don't want to take the time to dig into every single one of them. But truly, even though as non-Jewish people, if we're not Jewish, we may not necessarily feel any attachment or kinship to this event known as the Passover, because it wasn't our people that were freed from slavery. It was the Jewish people that were freed from slavery. And yet we still see patterns that were to be repeated in the New Testament, that were to be repeated in Jesus for the salvation of all people, that God works through this concept of the substitutionary atonement, that God wants us to continue to remember and celebrate these moments when our salvation was accomplished. And of course, if you go on to read the rest of this passage, Pharaoh does exactly what God says, and he literally throws the Israelites out of Egypt. The people are finally able to leave from slavery in Egypt, and they begin their journey towards the land that God promised to their ancestors. It was not all finished yet, however. We'll get to that in the next lesson. But hopefully, by studying the Passover, you have seen, and looking at the plagues, you have seen the Almighty God acting in judgment on the Egyptians. You have seen the Almighty God demonstrating his power and glory for the Israelites, the Egyptians, for the whole world. And you have seen the love and care that God has for his people to rescue them from this terrible plague. He rescued them from all of the plagues, and they didn't experience them, but especially in this terrible plague, to rescue them, to give them a way out by applying the blood of the Passover lamb to their door. So God has given all of humanity, in the person of Jesus Christ, he's given all humanity a way out of the punishment for their sin by applying the blood of Jesus Christ to their own life through faith. As we looked at in our video study on the book of Romans, how faith justifies a person. And so by the Israelites' faith in the blood of that lamb on their door, they were rescued from this plague. We can be rescued from our sins by our faith in Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that something said here today ministers to your heart, and I pray that you share it with everyone that you come in contact with. Thank you. God bless.